How can you get saved? I'm interested in practice, not in a theoretical response. And I don't want a vague answer. So if our earthly even good deeds are nothing for God, what is the way of salvation if everything is in vain? The question is very good. And my answer would be as follows. There are three ways or steps leading to salvation. So the first and basic one is the one which we can see in Gospel. I mean the robber who was crucified on the right of Jesus Christ. You mentioned the good deeds which are in vain. Indeed, that robber did nothing good as far as we know, but what we know and what he confirmed was that he received the due reward of his deeds. That was to say that he was very sinful indeed. So, what conclusion can we make here? He did absolutely nothing. At the same time, he received an amazing response. I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. What way of salvation is it? If we turn to Holy Fathers, we will find an amazing fact. It turns out that even the greatest saints regarded as a spiritual achievement, not making wonders, not visions, not revelations, but achieving the state of sincere repentance and humility, feeling that you are unworthy of being there, where? In the kingdom of heaven, or, as we say, to get saved. So that's the first step. Or that's the first option. Why is it difficult? Because God forbid anyone to try to follow this way of robbery so that you repent in the end and enter the kingdom of heaven. So this state is a very specific one, and it is not for many people. The history of Christianity demonstrates that many people follow this way, and as I already said, all the saints achieved this state of humility and sincere repentance, which opened them the gate of heaven. That's the first option. There is another one. In church, when we speak of saints, we call them differently. There are martyrs and reverend fathers, and there are righteous people, and so on. So now, I'd like to attract your attention to the righteous people. Who are they? These are the faithful Christians who all their lives were striving to do the right thing according to Gospel in their lives. So first of all, it is about their deeds of mercy, their ascetic feat, but above all, righteousness is perceived as the right attitude of this person to all the people and the world around them. But the second step, that's when a person is really striving to do the right thing according to Gospel for God's sake. And that's why there are many righteous people, for example, the righteous John of Kronstadt. But there is also the third step. But before I speak of it, first of all, I'd like to illustrate what the righteousness is and why it is not perfect enough. So, to some extent, we can all do the deeds of mercy, especially when we feel sorry for someone. Sometimes we make ourselves do the deeds of truth, but these good deeds sometimes can not even touch our inner world, meaning our passions. So the third step of the full sanctity and goodness is the eradication of one's passions, and that is the most serious and difficult thing of all, because it's easier to do the deeds of mercy. But Saint Apostle Paul writes the following: though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. So righteousness should also pay attention to the state of the soul. So the third and the perfect step deals with the salvation, which completely heals the soul of all passions. That's the fullness of holiness and salvation, and it's essential to understand the correlation between the second and the third steps, I mean the righteousness and the holiness. So Saint Ignatius Brunchaninov says the following: the ascetic feat, meaning the deeds of mercy, helping other people, prayers, fasting, and so on, so the ascetic feat, not accompanied by the spiritual feat, is more harmful than useful, because as the result of it, the vanity, envy, pride, and so on arise with the great power. So he means that when all the attention is concentrated on our social activity, when a person is doing everything and everywhere, and their soul is full of all passions, and there is no fighting against them, so then a disaster happens and a crisis. So, regarding our salvation, our good deeds are only in vain when they are not accompanied by fighting our passions. In this regard, there is a great saying of Saint Isaac Cyrene, which we must always remember. He says that reward, meaning salvation, is given not to virtue and not to work for its sake, but to the humility arising from them. So it turns out that's why we need virtues and work. And if there is no humility, all our virtues and work are in vain. That's a great response to the question when our good deeds are in vain and when they're absolutely necessary.